What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, one of my favorite people in college basketball in the world, going to Duval County, the man who knows, you know, for the Let's Go scream. It's my man, Coach Matt Driscoll. Coach Driscoll, good to see you, man. I love your big smile, your face, loving life, man. How is Duval treating you, Coach?
Everything's well, thank you. It's winning obviously helps. Sometimes it puts a band-aid on things, but it still helps. I'm still waiting for Tom Brady to accept that invitation for a Let's Go off. We're going to have like a little Let's Go to see exactly who's is who's and what's what. But that's the thing. It's crazy. It's a decade. No, it's not a decade. It was 17. So it's 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Man, that thing has still got legs like you wouldn't believe. And it's amazing. Like, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming back from his Achilles and I guess some guy made a bit, there's some big gamer. He's like a big time gamer. And he made this thing about the Buccaneers and the, who the Buccaneers lose to? The Lions. And then he did this big thing on his Instagram to like millions of people. And that little, you know, 2-3 seconds was in there. It's crazy how something, you know, as innocent as that, so to speak. But it's great to be on with you. And obviously it's been a while, not for us, but it's been a while and some things have transpired. And I've always respected not just what you do, but more importantly, who you are as a human. And it's come to fruition in a lot of different areas. And I know you had spent some time up at Lipscomb and talked to Chaz about some different things and basically, you know, a different voice, so to speak, same message, but a different voice. And then I know you're working with Epe, obviously very, very close, very, very good to me. And obviously poured into him when he was at Baylor And so, you know, there's a lot of different things that have transpired since we last saw each other, which I think with the double overtime game last year at Lipscomb, I think was really the last time we've kind of put eyes on each other.
No, I remember I saw you last Christmas, remember? In December. Last year.
That was 2 years ago.
No, it was last year, remember? I saw you last Christmas when I was in Jacksonville. It was cold as heck.
Oh, we were at the back of the arena.
Yeah.
I thought that was 2 years ago.
No, it was last year.
Are you sure?
It was 22 Christmas. So it really ain't been that long.
Bro, it was 2 years ago. 23 Christmas was last year.
Okay. Hey,
I know. Hey, I ain't seen you since a double overtime game in Lipscomb.
Yeah, I got you.
I saw you the Christmas before that.
Yeah.
It was right before we went to Lipscomb.
Yeah. But yeah, see, man.
You trying to call me out.
I'm sorry, coach.
You're trying to say I'm old. I got bad memory.
Never that, coach. You're the youngest guys I know, man. Guys I know. But, man, coach, I'm so happy for Chaz and Dorian. See what those guys are doing for you, man. And I'm happy Chaz is leading you guys, doing what he's doing for you guys. Now, how has it been for you seeing his growth, coach, since we had that Chad Lipscomb last year and seen him over the summer grow as a player and actually lead you all this year after a lot of guys on the team last year left, but he's still there and been a leader for you guys, him and Dorian.
I think he's a great example and someone I think a lot of people will probably look into and see why the way in which it transpired. For the last couple years before this year, we asked him to be a lot like he was from the Lipscomb game on, where in those last five games of last year's A-Sun play, he averaged about 11 a game. The previous scored 55 points, basically. The previous 14 games, he scored 43 points. And so we've always asked him to, and he said this earlier this year in a press conference, the coaching staff has believed in me and wanted me to be like this longer than I have. And so I think it took Jerry is going to Oklahoma State and Jose going to South Florida. Well, you're it, 4.8 points per game. Like, you're the second leading returning scorer behind Dorian at 5.8 points per game. And in our offense and the way in which we play, you can really be super uberly successful because we have so many guys, we have so much spacing, and with your athleticism and size and his acumen and understanding, I think that's what's really raised his level. And then, of course, I always have this talk. I have a piece of paper I give the guys and share with them. And then once all the agents and all the runners and all the poachers of all the high majors now, when all that stuff starts, I'm usually ahead of the game because I know going into the season, right? Well, in his case, we knew what we had as a talent. We didn't know exactly how it was going to transpire. And so after the Bellarmine game, when that NBA guy, whoever he is, put out whatever he put out, next thing you know, it's crazy land. So now I got to pull him aside and I got to sit him down, which you don't want to do, and say, listen, here's how it works. Here's what happens. Here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to address it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't do what you do, none of that stuff matters. So put it all on me. Pass it all to me. I'll get with your mom and make sure she understands as well too, because they're going to try to go through that venue and his dad, and allow me to be the conduit. And you just, because there's nothing you can do. Nothing. You can't do, there's nothing you can do until the season's over. And then when the season's over, then let's take a deep breath, Bo Beach. Let's take a deep breath, Dallas Moore. Let's take a deep breath and just say, okay, let's see what we have. Let's see what's transpiring. Well, like everything in life. And of course, because I'm old, I've been around, Bo and Dallas both played summer league. But of course, I've also been to the NBA draft with Epe. So there's a lot of guys I know. And so, you know, you're, as a head coach, part of your job is to make sure that you help your guys in the best way you can. And so, like, there's a team coming in today to watch practice. There's a team I had a long conversation with last night that's going to come in and watch practice. And so I'm sure as we progress through these next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, whatever, because its consistency has been there, but his efficiency numbers are like 60% from two and, you know, high 40s from three and 90 from the line. And yeah, so when you're doing that and you have that kind of consistency at 6'4" and 200 pounds and athletic, and, you know, you got all those other, you know, skill set, you know, those, what do you call those, measurables. And so that's been transpiring for Chaz. His mother's a psychologist, which is great for him. So that's really helped a ton. He's very, very humble, probably too humble. I had to get into him hard after Stetson. He took the game winner and missed it. And I had to really get into him hard and help him to understand, like, the dudes in the locker room expect you to shoot that shot. Like, these dudes. And so we had to go through that process. And then we were so fortunate, unfortunate, but fortunate, Dallas tore his Achilles in China. And so Dallas is home. And Dallas, of course, is the greatest player to ever play, greatest scorer to ever play college basketball, Division I in the state of Florida. So he was able to talk with Chaz face-to-face. He came to a game with his family and help him to understand, because that was him. He was that dude. And so the guys love Chaz, and the guys understand that, like, he can win, like he won, you know, Kennesaw State. He can go win games for you. And he can miss game winners like he did against Central Arkansas. But I sent him a quote right after the game, Jordan missed 26 game winners, but every time they gave him the ball and said, "Hey, like, bro, like, go win the game." Mm-hmm. And so Chaz is really growing through that. And so, you know, talking about a 22-year-old that's got, all of a sudden he goes from this to this. And then all this stuff, and I'm sure social media, I'm sure everybody's trying to poach him and all that kind of, you know, bull crap that's unfortunate. And he's just trying to win. And I told him, I said, listen, the more you win, the more they like you.
No doubt.
And so our guys have a huge responsibility too. And they have to understand how all those things go together, because we're here to win. And because we won, guys get things like everything else in life. You know, Coach Evans calls it bubblicious for everybody. And so that's what Chaz has been great. He can really defend, really amazing smile, loves human beings. And so you'd be proud. And obviously we still joke around. It's funny, JR, because Bo made a comment to me the other day and he's like, man, Chaz is whatever. And I said something. And he said, man, coach, he's like he's right there, you know, with the league, your league. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, he's got size, whatever. And Bo's like, man, good thing. Hey, ready? He said, good thing the GM from the Hawks talked to him at the game. And I said,
I wish.
I said, first of all, JR, he loves that promotion that you gave him.
Yes, I would love that promotion, and I would draft him, coach. I would do, and I would draft him because this is my approach to a project.
But anyways, but it's been great, and obviously we ebbed and flowed. I don't know if you know this or not, but our starting lead guard tore his ACL.
I ain't doing that, coach. I ain't not doing that.
We're up 10 first league game at Stetson, who's in second place. We're up 10. And he tore his ACL. So now we start a freshman. We start two freshmen. And then, of course, you mentioned Dorian. And the thing about Dorian, JR, is he's really embraced his opportunity. And he did this, end up doing his project for his master's, which is, he just spoke on Saturday night at our fundraiser so eloquently about the data points. And it's this high-end Fitbit. And they do this, there's a score they give you, and it takes all these measurements. The only time we don't wear it is during games. Yes. Because they don't like us wearing it on the ankle because it's a different rhythm. But anyways, it's at the ground level. It's at a senior living. So they're working through the Mayo Clinic, which there's only three in the world. And this thing he's doing is with a guy named Dr. Pariani, who's on campus that kind of brought Dorian into the fold. Dorian's mom's a doctor, and it's executive healthcare administration is what he's getting his master's in. You know, be a president of a hospital. But this research he's doing, it's already saved. I don't know how many, I don't want to give the wrong number, but I know it's at least six or seven senior citizens, because it sends out a message like these numbers are like, they might have a stroke or they might have, I don't know how it works, but now he and his group have made this, I don't know what he calls it, but a score. And you get a score every single night. And it tells you where you're at and what you're doing and at the level you're doing it. And just to let you know, from the, I've been there since the infancy of this, because I have a high level of respect for Dr. Pariani and yada, yada, yada. In November, the NFL union, what do you call those people?
Player Association?
Yes. Found out about it. I don't know how. They had a meeting here, and I don't know if you know this, but there's like four, which makes sense. There's like 400 retired NFL players that live in the state. And so they had Dr. Pariani come down to the Jaguars and present all this stuff. And so they're on the cusp of being, becoming part of this grant and this deal that maybe it helps with that CT stuff and all those different things that can transpire. So it's really cool what Dorian, but my point to you is he had seven blocks the other night and he's averaging double figures and he's just having an amazing career. But I think at the end of the day, you know, Doc Rivers told one of our former Baylor players in front of me at Summer League, you're either going to be one of the 99 percentile or you ain't going to be in the league, because you ain't going to be, you ain't the 1%. You ain't LeBron, right? You ain't them dudes that were playing last night, right? There's 1%. Like, it's the 99% that make it. And so, like, you know, Dorian is one of those guys, like, the NBA, he don't want to be, he don't even want to go overseas. He just wants to, he's got an incredible girlfriend for several, like for 4 years. And he wants to go right into the health administration, you know, in the hospitals and be a difference in people's lives. So super happy for them. Obviously it's like everything else in life. It's, you know, right now it's all about seeding. You know, a lot of people don't understand in our league, every tournament game is a home site, and it's Monday night, 10, 9, 8, 7, play at 1 and 2 on Tuesday. So we make it – our league is the only league in America, and I think it's phenomenal, and people are fighting against me on this to get it neutral and all that kind of stuff. We're the only league in America because we're a one big league. Mm-hmm. So truly, truly, truly respect what you did for 16 to 18 to 20 games. Than if we throw you on a neutral court and somebody who's hot beats you. Whereas you earned the right to be on your home court. And so it's a Monday night doubleheader. Tuesday night, the other eight teams play at home. Third, you travel Wednesday, but then you reseed for the quarterfinal, for the semis. So let's say eight upsets won, which happened. This is what made this happen. Eight upset one. Seven upset two. No, hold on.
Number three is number one.
No. Let me get this right. Let me rephrase that. Let me give you the real scenario that caused this to happen. Seven upset two. 6 upset 3. So now 2 and 3 are supposed to play and 1 and 4 are supposed to play, right? So now we play Florida Gulf Coast at home, 1 and 4, and number 6 Lipscomb gets a home game against number 7 Stetson. Well, like number 4 Florida Gulf Coast gets like 5,000 people at their game. They should have got the home game. They earned the gate. Mm-hmm. And the right to play for the, you know, championship. So instead of us playing number 7 Stetson after we went 12-2 in the league or whatever it was, we're playing number 4 Florida Gulf Coast. And 6 is playing 7. We're like, man, that ain't right. So we reseed the semis. So the better you do, the better advantage you have. Because the league always talks about putting our best team in the tournament, giving our best team the best opportunity to be in the tournament. And so we reseed the semis. So these next 3 games.
Very important.
Enormous. Because Eastern Kentucky and Stetson, 1 and 2, they've kind of separated themselves. But.
And Lenny plays at Austin Peay, which same record as you, 8-5. So all these games are very important. And you,
all of them.
Thank God you're at home. I know Jacksonville's across town, but at least you have to travel. You could actually.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, we'll sleep in our own bed.
Yeah, so, like, that's good. It forces recovery for injury. So I know Coach Mincy does a good job over there. You got to go across town, but getting Gulf Coast and Stetson on your home floor, knowing what. Because for me, Coach, the tournament for you started this week, Saturday, against Jacksonville. The tournament started Saturday for you guys.
Friday.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we moved the game to Friday.
Gotcha. So, Friday, tournament starts. In my, how look at it, Coach? In my mind, it starts Friday.
100%. 100%.
So we're in tournament mode because we want to get the highest seed possible so we can get as many home games as possible and let the chips fall where they may. And by playing well at the right time of the year. March Madness, baby.
and it really, if you think about it, the amount of minutes our freshmen have played, I mean, they're not freshmen anymore. And so, you know, those guys have raised their level. Nate Litteris, the transfer from Longwood, he's really played well. I think he's been in double digits every A-Sun game. And he was a role player at Longwood, and he fits into what we do, can shoot the P out of it. Handles it 6'7", can rebound. And then Vanderheiden, a 6'9 kid, the lefty can really shoot the dog out of it too. And so, you know, I tell you, here's another great story. Jayan Z, you know, here's a guy that, you know, basically won the game against Northwestern State. And then because of the way other guys have played and whatnot, went further and further and further down the list and then was never playing. And then we had a situation. And so, like, we started him, like, never playing. We started him. He only played, like, 4 minutes that game, and then he didn't play. And then the other day we had to suspend one of our players for the remainder of the season, and, like, he gets 22 against Queens. But go back 5 weeks ago, he's practicing his tail off. He's matured. He's not anything. The guys love him. He loves the guys. And our coaching staff was talking. And we said, you know what? He's going to win a couple games for us. He's going to win some games for us. So, and it's crazy how it's all come to fruition for him. He's got, you know, his biggest deterrent or his biggest whatever is himself. You know, he just... You know, sometimes you got those guys, JR, can't get out of their own way.
Yes.
He just can't get out of his own way sometimes. But he's grown. He's matured. You know, so we got that, you know, boding well for us as well, too, down a stretch. We're healthy, which is great that you want to be at this point, obviously. And so – like you said, we sleep in our own bed for 2 weeks, and then we all, it's what we tell the guys. Listen, at the end of the day, the hay's in the barn. Like, it's time to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do what we're supposed to do, the way we're supposed to do it, and we be who we are and continually stay consistent, because that's in order to have endurance, which gives you strength of character, which gives you confidence when you look in a mirror, in order to have those things, there's got to be consistency. You can't be this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy, this guy, because you can't have confidence, because you don't have good character, because you haven't handled endurance. And if you want to endure in something, you've got to be consistent. The way in which you approach it, the way in which you approach practice. Practice like a champion, you play like a champion. The way in which, like, you got to be a pro. Like, you got to be a pro. And so when you look at that, right, and the way what we've endured, the way we've endured it. And so that's the thing. And at the end of the day, JR, if you do those things, then let the chips fall where they may.
Amen. Yeah, Coach. And Coach, I will tell you before you go, Coach, I'm going to be in Savannah March 3 through the 7th. So if you all have a home game, one of those dates,
done.
I'll come down to Savannah and see you all play.
Come on. What are you doing in Savannah?
The SIAC tournament.
Nice. Not at that new place, that NMARC or something like that is called?
It's supposed to be on Savannah State's campus, actually. So I'll be on their campus, Savannah State. So
there's a young man named Austin Lewis.
Okay.
Who plays on their team. His dad is an unbelievable longtime friend and deputy AD here. He's in the communications field. So he got to be with Stephen A. when they came and did that thing. And he got to be with all those guys. He's really, really special. Like, really special human being. And so look him up, Austin Lewis. And you tell him that we have a relationship.
I sure will, Coach. I said, I hope he gets home games. I said, I'll be right down there. I'll zip down to Jacksonville to heartbeat to see you all play, man. So
hey, put it in your book. Put it in your calendar.
I will.
All right, baby. Hey, tell Epe I said what's up. Give him a hug from me. I love you. Thank you for everything that you do.
Love you too, Coach. I will see you soon. Claim in LG's name. I will see you in a few weeks, Coach, in Dubai.
Hey, let's go, baby. 1-0.
Yes, sir. Coach, 1-0, baby.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.